My microphone's not working, so I'm just going to, unless there's some technical difficulties.
Is it on?
Thank you. Welcome, everyone, to the Orange County Planning Commission. Today's date, May 22nd, 2024. We'll start with the Budget Allegiance. Commissioner Hall, could you please lead us?
Ready to begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Commissioner Hall. Next, we'll go to roll call. We'll start out with Commissioner Hall.
Here.
Commissioner Seah.
Present.
Commissioner Rice.
I'm here.
Commissioner Kous.
Here.
And Dave Bartlett, 5th District. I'm here also. Let's go to business items. Item number one, we have the minutes from May 8th, 2024. Has everyone had a chance to review those? And if so, may we get a motion, please?
So moved. Approval.
Moved by Commissioner Hall.
I'll second that.
Moved by Commissioner Kous, second by Commissioner Hall. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you. And item number two is the discussion items. This is the public hearing planning application PA23-0032. The applicant is the Rancho Mission Viejo Community Development LLC. Agent Jay Bullock, location ranch planned community within the 5th Supervisory District. Mr. Kirk.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of staff, our contract planner, Robert Zavara, will be presenting, and E.V. Jimenez, the manager of the division, will be in support as well.
Robert. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Zagara.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. My name is Robert Zagara, contract planner for the Land Development Division. And I will be presenting planning application PA23-0032, a proposal to amend the existing ranch plan community all-white alternative development standards document. The applicant and owner for PA23-0032 is RMV Community Development LLC. The subject project location is the ranch plan community, also referred to as simply the ranch. The ranch contains six planning areas. Planning areas one and two are either built out or mostly built out at this point in time. Planning areas 3, 4, 5, and 8 are called out by the arrows and labeled on the map shown here. As the vast majority of existing and future development will take place in these areas. Planning Area 3 began infrastructure improvements and build-out in 2019, with sub-areas 3.1, 3.2A, and 3.2B having been entitled and at least partially built out up until now. Currently, sub-areas PA 3.3 and 3.4 are in the entitlement and infrastructure processes, and Planning Area 4 has an approved master and sub-area plan. But at this point, no construction has begun. Planning areas 5 and 8 have no entitled master area or sub-area plan at this point. As a brief overview of what alternative development standards are in their intent, the ranch plan community text defines alternative development standards, or ADS, as a standard not specifically allowed for per the ranch plan PC text. Per section 1B25 of the ranch plan PC text, A planned community-wide ADS document may be adopted by the appropriate governing body depending on the type of ADS. For example, community-wide site development standards are adopted by the Planning Commission. Subdivision-related items are adopted by the Subdivision Committee, and the county engineer will be the one to adopt items related to street standards. Each decision maker or decision body must make the findings found in Section 1B25A through F of the Ranch Plan PC text. Those specific findings will be reviewed later in this presentation. The ADS document in question was initially adopted in 2007 and has since been amended 9 times. The existing ADS were approved with the intent to provide the applicant more flexibility with project design that would result in an equivalent or better project that previously approved for the Ranch Plan Plan Community. As part of the approval of, the latest version of the Ranch Plan Plan Community Wide Alternative Development Standards was approved by the Planning Commission on December 14th, 2022, under planning application PA21-0165. As part of this application, the applicant also proposed to accept the updated Orange County Zoning Code adopted on July 28th, 2020, as the zoning code to be used regarding future development in the ranch plan. The reason the applicant must formally accept the updated zoning code is because under the Ranch Plan Development Agreement DA-04-01, the applicant has the right to develop the ranch plan in accordance with county land use regulations in effect on December 8th, 2004. The May 2002 Orange County Zoning Code was in effect on that date and therefore has been applied to all existing and proposed development in the ranch plan. As part of the approval of PA21-0165, the Planning Commission directed County Council and OC Development Services to work with the applicant to revise their comprehensive acceptance of the 2020 Zoning Code to address specific concerns raised during the Planning Commission hearing regarding off-street parking requirements and temporary use permits. Through focus meetings and with county feedback, the applicant determined that the 2020 Zoning Code Sections 7-9-70, which regards to off-street parking and loading regulations, would result in substantial inconsistencies between existing and future development in regard to parking design. Also, the 2020 Zoning Code Section 7-9-117.9 special gatherings would alter special event operations in the manner which with the county community association has become accustomed. To address these concerns, the applicant proposes to exclude these two sections of the 2020 zoning code from an otherwise global adoption, and for these specific sections, the zoning code applicable to the ranch would revert to the May 2002 zoning code sections 7-9-145 for off-street parking regulations and 7-9-136.11 for special gatherings, respectively. As a result of the noted exclusions, the Ranch Plan Plan Community-Wide ADS would also need to be updated to address the specific exception of 2020 Zoning Code Section 7-9-70 to ensure consistency in the application of parking requirements through the entirety of the Ranch Plan Plan Community. There are 7 alternative development standards before the Planning Commission for consideration today. These 7 ADS were approved previously by the Planning Commission under PA21-0165 and written with the stipulation that the 2020 Zoning Code was being accepted in its entirety. As the section numbering in the 2020 Zoning Code and the 2002 Zoning Code differ from one another, the Zoning Code sections referenced in these ADS would revert to referencing the relative 2002 Zoning Code sections. Staff notes that these 7 ADS are being revised only for the updating of the Zoning Code section and or directly associated edits such as a section name or section title update. These revisions will not change the interpretation or usage of any of these ADS. And as noted in the display slide, the 7 ADS being revised exclusively due to zoning code section updates are ADS D3, D9, D10, D11, D12, D13, and D15. As mentioned in the beginning of this presentation, the findings required to be made for alternative building standards are found in section 1B25A through F with the branch plan PC text. And they are as followed. The use of project proposed is consistent with the general plan. The use, activity, or improvement is consistent with revisions of the zoning code. The approval of the permit application is in compliance with the requirements of the California Environmental Quality Act. The location, size, design, and operating characteristics of the proposed use will not create significant noise, traffic, or other conditions or situations that may be objectionable, detrimental, or incompatible with other permitted uses in the vicinity. The application will not result in conditions or circumstances contrary to the public health and safety and general welfare. And the alternative development standard will result in an equivalent or better project in terms of adverse impacts and public benefits to the immediate and surrounding community. The text revisions proposed to update the zoning code sections referenced in each of the noted ADS will allow staff to make these findings as previously read, and that the revised ADS will allow for an equivalent project. Therefore, Orsi Development Services, Land Development Division, recommends that the Planning Commission receive the staff report and public testimony as appropriate, find the proposed project PA23-0032 as covered by final EIR number 589, previously certified on November 8, 2004, addendum 1.0, certified July 26, 2006, Addendum 1.1, certified February 23rd, 2011. PA2 addendum, certified on March 27th, 2013. And Addendum 3.1, certified February 25th, 2015, as adequately satisfying the requirements of CEQA. And approved revisions to alternative development standards ADS, D3, D9, D10, D11, D12, D13 and D15 for community-wide application within the ranch plan community, subject to the attached findings and conditions. This concludes staff presentation. Staff will open for any questions or comments, and the applicant is also available. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Zagar. Let's first open it up to the staff for questions and comments. Can I start with Mr. Coos? Commissioner Coos?
I have one question. About the notification, does this go to that? How big is the notification on this? Is it pretty big?
Robert, you want to answer that?
Sure. The posting we do is on the county website. We also post at the Tustin Library as a second notice, and also the applicant provides noticing at their community center.
But not to every household or anything like that?
No, not individual mailers, no.
Okay, thank you. That's it.
Mr. Rice, any questions or comments for staff?
No, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Mr. Hall?
I have none.
No. Mr. Segal? Just one quick question. If you could go back to the second slide real quick. But one more. It was the intent. This is slide one. Keep going. Okay, go forward, please. Forward. The intent down at the bottom. I wonder if you could just tell us in your own words, Mr. Segarra. So the intent of these adjustments is to improve sense of community, improve built environment, improve natural environment. Just tell us how we're doing now with these changes.
Well, Commissioner, and for these particular revisions, these are more just updates to address the change from the zoning code being applied to these ADS. The previous commission hearings for these ADS provided analysis provided by the staff for each particular ADS. For example, in some cases, There's particular ADS for senior parking, where the analysis was that for senior parking is not as impactful as standard parking. So that would be one example of an ADS that's been applied to some of the projects.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Segarra, thank you very much. We'll now open the public hearing, and we'll ask representatives from Ranch Commission to be able to come forward. Mr. Bullock.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Jay Bullock from Rancho Mission Viejo. Good afternoon, Commission and staff.
Can you use your microphone? Is that better?
Here we go. Yeah.
Jay Bullock from Rancho Mission Viejo, Vice President of Planning and Entitlement. And so Rancho Mission Viejo is a company. It's also a community. And I think it's appropriate to mention that it's now, this fall, will be 20 years since the original county approval of the ranch plan, the Rancho Mission Viejo community. It's also 10 years now since the first residents moved in. And so we couldn't have done any of that without the Planning Commission, both yourselves and your predecessors, nor without staff's help and cooperation. And that leads right up to today, when we really appreciate staff's work on this particular project. And I did want to maybe provide an answer in terms of the ranch's intent as part of the approval of the concept of an alternative development standard. And the reason I mentioned the 20 years is that's a lot of time for the market to change and for the way we used to do things. In Madera Ranch, in the early phases of the ranch plan to now, there are new products, there are new expectations that our residents have. And I love the fact that we can continue to fine-tune this program. It could go on beyond my career to there could be 10 years from now another set of standards that you would consider to make it a better community to meet that intent. And so we appreciate that. And this particular item today, I think, is fairly simple. It's just kind of a placekeeping or record keeping exercise. I hope Robert made it simple for you. I think he did a good job of taking something that could have been complex and just making it simple. I'm just trying to make sure that we keep to the spirit of the development agreement, which was that because it's such a long project, we really need to be able to count from year to year on what our regulations are, and that started in 2004. So that is a preamble. All else I would have to say is that we appreciate and support staff's recommendation, and I'm here to answer any other questions that you've got. Thank you, Mr. Bullock.
I'm also here with my colleague, Richard Fong from Rancho Mission Viejo. So if it's a really complicated question, I'll probably ask Richard to help me.
Okay. Commissioner Coos, can I turn to you first?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay. Commissioner Rice.
Just one question.
Yes.
Just an update, Mr. Bullock, on something that I probably asked you about before. It's my point. Not really specific to what we're looking here, but just in general, Mission Viejo. Of all the development that the Mission Viejo Community Development LLC has done since going back 20 years, how much of that is now incorporated and how much of that remains unincorporated?
100% remains unincorporated in Rancho Mission Viejo, in Ladera Ranch also. 100% unincorporated in the rest of the ranch, which does include other cities, other developments, Mission Viejo, Santa Margarita, Rancho Santa Margarita, and Las Flores. Those are all incorporated into cities now.
Okay, so much of it has been incorporated over the years.
Yeah, I would say that in terms of the number of residents, it's well over half. It's probably even over two-thirds of the 180,000. There are 180,000 people that call parts of the historic Rancho Mission Viejo home. It's amazing to me. And probably, what's Ladera Ranch, 25,000? And
right, yeah.
Rancho Mission Viejo right now, I should have mentioned also, there are now 5,000 homes and over 10,000 residents that call Rancho Mission Viejo their hometown now. So that's 37,000 out of 180,000. are in unincorporated territory.
And just another follow-up on that. When the company is developing these, is there something in mind of looking to the future of how can these communities be incorporated? And is there land set aside for potential? I'm sure you set aside land for schools and things like that.
Yes.
But of course, cities would need land. And is that done as well?
Absolutely. There's probably, if not annually, quite regularly, a meeting with staff from LACO, Local Agency Formation Commission, just about that question. And as you all may be aware, it does take a fairly robust tax base to be able to function as a city. And we are building a full spectrum city in Ladera and Rancho Mission Viejo. But the part that has yet to come to fruition is the full retail, office, commercial base that would be necessary for an incorporation of the city.
Right. I know we discussed that last time, and we were working on mixed development and things like that, and with the idea, because just in long term, I'm sure this planning commission would only want to support things that in the long term are going to go in the right direction.
Appreciate it.
And long term, I speak from somebody who lives in unincorporated areas. But it's not something for everybody, and for the sake of a democracy, if people get better representation when they've got a city council for their city of 100,000 instead of one supervisor for 500,000 or something like that. So I appreciate your answers, and it's good to hear you probably repeat what you said last time, and I appreciate that very much.
I hope I didn't come up with something new.
No. Well, I'll have to check my notes to make sure that you're being consistent.
Thanks for keeping me honest.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Commissioner Hoff, questions for Mr. Bullock?
I'm good. I just want to share that I took a tour of the ranch, what would you say, Jay? 8 years ago, 9 years ago when I got started.
Too long ago.
Yeah, it's been, so everything's good from what I hear, and things are going as planned.
If the commission would ever like to do another tour, we'd love to have. I know there are Brown Act regulations that maybe not all of you could come at once, but you're all welcome.
We might take them up on that, Mr. Kirk. Commissioner Sejal?
No questions or comments.
Thank you for answering the question I was going to ask up front. I have no real issues with this. It's housekeeping, clarification, placekeeping, as the applicant has described it. A lot of what I see here is going to help drive housing attainability in South Orange County, which is really important. And we all know that that's where the meat of the market is, and we want our young people to be able to afford places to live in our communities. So I have no further comments, so I will close the public hearing, and I'll turn it over to our commissioners for deliberation. And any motion.
For reference, these can all be taken under one action, and it's a simple motion as identified by staff's recommendation and staff report.
Okay, since it's in the district, I will move the recommended action, approve revisions to alternative development standards as noted, for community-wide application within the ranch plan community, subject to the attached findings and conditions of approval.
Second that.
Second by Commissioner Rice. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you very much. We will move on to the executive officer update.
Just a couple quick updates. The zoning code update as well as general plan amendments that were related to the minimum density that was presented to the Planning Commission several weeks back, were approved by the Airport Land Use Commission. The next step in that action would then be presenting the recommended action by the Planning Commission and approved by ALUC to the Board of Supervisors for consideration and action on that item. Additionally, we are moving forward with our general plan comprehensive update and have begun community outreach meetings regarding the efforts to start that process. Nothing real of a work product's been completed. We're in the beginning part of requesting feedback on what updates people would like to see within their communities, what information would they like to see contained within the document. I know it's not going to surprise many of you, but a lot of it's trying to halt or stall growth and development in certain residential communities. Fortunately, that's inconsistent with state law, so we're not exactly able to help in that regard, but we listen and we try to, where we can on the periphery, work things into the general plan. So that is ongoing, and nothing real more to report on that. I think we don't have anything tentatively scheduled thus far for the Planning Commission at this time, but we'll get alert you if we do have items in the near future. Well, we have one?
I think for June 12th.
Okay. Well, June 12th then.
Thank you, Mr. Kirk. County Council update, please.
I don't have anything else to update you guys with. The only thing I would add to what Justin said is that the ALUC approval did not make any changes whatsoever to the general plan and zoning code updates that were presented to the Planning Commission. So it's going to be the identical thing that was presented to you guys that's going to the board.
Congratulations there. That's good. Planning Commissioner comments. Any members of the commission like to any comments?
Can we schedule our vacation now?
You're going to be gone for a few weeks?
A few months. Impossible.
Well, we might let you back in.
With all seriousness on that point, if anyone does have any upcoming vacations or holidays planned, just let us know so we can put that on the calendar for future planning to avoid any complications.
Okay. Item number six, public comments. Any member of the public wish to address the commission? Okay, and item number seven is we're adjourned until Wednesday, June 12th at 1:30. Thank you.